Welcome to Tom Papa's Come to Papa.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Come to Papa, your favorite podcast among all the other podcasts. So glad to be speaking with you today. I am in Los Angeles, California, and Paul is out somewhere in the world. Where are you?
I am in Haines, Alaska, Tom.
Jeez Louise.
The second site of the gold rush that didn't work out so well. There's Skagway and Haines. Haines is the first place everyone went to, and then it was the hardest way to get through the mountains. So everyone went to Skagway, which is like across the water, about 10 miles, I think. But I am across the street from a place called the Rusty Compass Coffee House and the Hammer Museum, which has a giant hammer on top of it.
It's a museum of all hammers?
Apparently. I didn't go inside yet. But there is a giant hammer the size of a house in front of it, so it's catching people's eye.
Boy, oh boy. Well, before we get started with our great podcast, we have a lot to talk about. We've been all over the place. We've been moving and shaking. We had some great shows over the past week, and we also have some important stuff to talk about for this week. Paul and curious minds out there, they want to know, I want to know, Charlotte wants to know, have you moved to Alaska and you're just not telling us?
No, I'm coming home in 2 days, hopefully.
And how long will you be out of Alaska?
I won't say forever, but it's close to that. It's definitely
really.
It's definitely worn out. You get to the point where it's like, well, I guess summer camp never got that bad, but like, I don't know if you ever had like a summer job that went on like a week too long.
Right.
Yeah, that's about.
You're done. You're tapped out.
Yeah, I was done probably 2 days ago, and then it was just...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, then it's just like knowing that you only have a few days that gets you through the rest of it, right?
Yeah. And then you kind of drink your way to the end.
I've actually been a little productive, so I was trying to... I just watched... I just watched the Steve Martin masterclass on comedy.
Oh, how was that? Did you get it for free?
No, I bought it. I got a little membership there. You can do like a trial. So I just kind of spent. It was pretty interesting. He was. You know, it's really long. Like that's the whole thing that makes you feel kind of bad because you're like, oh, I can knock this out in a night. But it's like really, it's probably, I don't know, 10 hours or something.
Jeez.
So they really must have paid him a boatload.
Yeah, they must pay those guys a lot of money. It's such an A-list roster of people.
Yeah, I got three. I got Scorsese I watched, which was really good. And then Ron Howard, also nice. On directing. And those two guys and Bill Murray have recommended the same book. So I think I need to buy it. I'm wondering if you have it.
What is it?
It's called The Art of Dramatic Writing. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
I mean, and this isn't like in the same place, but all three guys in just three different kind of interviews that I've listened to. I just happened to listen to them all in the last week, and they all recommended this book. And they say they all go back and read it, too, like from time to time. So,
very good to know.
For your readers out there,
that could have helped me out about a month ago.
But yeah, I didn't mean to sidetrack it. So you're building up to something.
Yeah. Well, we. Well, a couple things. First of all, we're glad that you're returning because we really started to. People were starting to hit us up on social media, and people were starting to suspect that maybe you had burrowed yourself in a bear den. Or perhaps had shacked up with an Eskimo. One person said that you did fall in love on the boat with a divorcee, and maybe you weren't ending up in Alaska, but you could end up in Dayton, Ohio, living on in some older woman's estate.
No,
these were
all
guesses by our fans wondering what the hell has been happening.
We cleanse the palate, Tom. That's what. If you ever wanted to, not that you would want to do this voluntarily, but if you could just be away from your family, your job, everything for like 2 weeks and still get paid, would you do it? And you just had like, oh yeah. even if it was like freezing time, so it wasn't like your family missed you. It was just you got to like be by yourself for a week or two.
It's like those people that want to go colonize Mars. They want to go. They want to go, and they don't care who's left behind. They're just going to go, and there's a good chance they might not come back. So we're holding out hope that you'll come back. We understand your intention. That in 2 days you will have your feet on the ground in Los Angeles, but we are not—we're not falling for it completely until we actually see you and your Slurpee cup walking down the street.
Well, I'll be back, Tom.
I have a bit of an announcement. This is a new project of mine that I would like to share with our friends. If anybody is a subscriber to SiriusXM, as you know, my Come to Papa show runs on that SiriusXM, and now I have another show on SiriusXM on Netflix Is a Joke Radio, which is the new Netflix channel, all comedy channel, with the comedy roster of... Raw Dog and Comedy Greats, which is where Come to Papa runs, and places like that. Get back here with that!
Yes.
Oh my God. My children steal my chargers every day. This summer is really going to end up with somebody being pummeled. So Netflix has this great all 24-hour comedy programming from all their specials, and they asked me to host their morning show. So from 7 to 9 Pacific time, which 10 to 12 on the east, and then repeats again at 5 to 7 in the afternoon east, I am the host of What a Joke Radio with myself and the very funny Fortune Feimster, who's always been a good friend of mine. And yeah, so we have a new show. I'm getting up very early to go do it, so if anybody... has the SiriusXM, go to XM93 and give a listen to that. For tour dates and how to buy my book and all those other good things, go to tompapa.com. I'll be winding up the tour after Montreal next week. I will pretty much be around in L.A. doing local shows, and the tour will kick off again in the fall, going to back to Red Wing, going to Cleveland, going to Denver, going to New York, all the regular haunts. So make sure you come out and support all those shows. Go to paulasawebsite.com as well and look for Paul's dates. He'll be buzzing around Juneau, Alaska, Anchorage, some of the bush country. you can find all that out on paulhasawebsite.com. We have a sponsor.
Oh, okay.
We have a sponsor for this for today's podcast, a new sponsor that has decided to support Come to Papa. They are Manscaped. Manscaped, who is the number one provider of men's below-the-belt grooming. Say you're a comedian and you've been on a boat for a long time and you've been at sea and you haven't really been keeping up with your hygiene. Well, Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Did she come up with that?
They have a redesigned electric trimmer. They call it the Lawnmower 2.0. It has skin-safe technology, so it won't nick or snag. And manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. This isn't the 1970s where everybody was walking around ungroomed. This is a new era where you've got to take care of yourself for yourself and your partner. So it can be tricky when you get down there, but no longer. Manscaped has the crop preserver, an anti-chafing deodorant and moisturizer, so you not only will your armpits smell great, but down low as well. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code COMETOPAPA at manscaped.com. You can get 20% off and free shipping. They sent it to us already. We have clippers, we have moisturizers, we have deodorants, we have all the things that'll keep us bright and shiny. So that's, again, 20% off plus free shipping with the code COMETOPAPA at manscaped.com.
Nice.
So there you have it. I was excited for Thursday. I was so excited. I bought tickets early for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which is the new Quentin Tarantino film.
Yes.
It deals with the with Hollywood and the Manson debacle, the whole thing. And it got a 6-minute standing ovation at the Cannes Film Festival. And through the Arclight theaters here in Los Angeles, I was very pumped up because I was going to get a preview early Thursday. And I just realized it's not till next Thursday.
Right.
I already bought the tickets. It's not this Thursday. It's next Thursday.
So you're going to give them to me?
I'll be at the Montreal Comedy Festival. So, yeah, maybe you can go with
actually, I think I'm going to New York for the next weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe I'll
here
come
he goes, up. continuing with the possible untruths, saying you're coming to L.A. and you're really going to be in Alaska, pretending you're calling in from New York. Very interesting development.
No, I'll be there. So wait, but you're going to Montreal. This is new, right? So you're going to do the festival?
Yeah, I'm going back to the festival. I was going to take a year off from doing it, but lo and behold, the new SiriusXM Netflix show, they want us to broadcast from there because we can have all of our great headlining comedian friends up there. So I'll be doing shows Wednesday through Friday. So even though I was planning on taking off from Montreal for once, I will be returning for, I think, I don't know, the 16th year in a row or something like that.
Nice. Yeah, well, you got to get to the bottom of this. This will be one full show will be the great bagel debate. I told you, the last time I was in Montreal, even mentioning that I love New York bagels, there was like an audible gasp. Because they thought I was going to say something bad about the Montreal bagels. They have great pride. They do think that their bagels are the best. And they say they're very different than New York bagels. So you're going to have to do a taste test or something and get to the bottom of it.
I do enjoy the Montreal bagels. I will admit it. I have never done a head-to-head New York versus Montreal. Coming from New York, I would probably have them as my favorite going into the competition, but I will pay a little closer attention this time through for sure. There's some good bakeries up there too, with some good artisan bread bakers.
Yeah, you got to do the smoked meat, of course, but the bagel thing bothers me because it kind of seems like the Chicago deep dish pizza argument, which I never bought. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, oh, it's different than New York, and it's better. And it's like, no, it's not better. It's soup. Mm-hmm. It's just like eating lasagna or something like that. So I'm wondering how, because that's what they do say, is that the bagels in Montreal are very different than New York, and that's why they're better. So I don't know what makes them different.
They're not that different. I've had them. They're not that different. They're a little bigger. Maybe the outside isn't as crisp, maybe, as the other ones, maybe. I don't know. But I will. I'll pay closer attention and I'll report back. That's definitely an assignment I am excited about.
I think you should even mention to like one of the producers, just say, "Hey, if we're gonna do this morning show, I'm gonna need some New York bagels flown in because I heard you don't have very good bagels." And see what happens.
That's that's a pretty brilliant idea. Yeah, get SiriusXM and use some of that Netflix money and get me some bagels.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I already heard buzz about the show. I hear they're throwing millions of dollars at this thing, at the Netflix is a joke thing. And there's I forget who's, there's somebody who worked on Boom with us is working with it or is associated with it somehow. And they were saying that it's a big deal.
That's interesting.
So you're having fun so far? It's just early?
Yeah, it's good. It's been a fun time so far. We've had we had Ricky Gervais on one day. We had Joe Coy. We've got Seinfeld coming up.
Nice.
Who else rolled through? Kyle Kinane and Jen Kirkman, and it's been really fun. It's a good time. Fortune and I are enjoying it so far. It's just I have to change my whole schedule. You know, I have a book that I have that I'm working hard on. And right. I've got a bunch of other things. And my normal schedule was get up at 7 o'clock, get in my office, go to work till 12. That's like the grind time before the world opens up. Mm-hmm. And now I'm up and out at 6 o'clock in the morning. So it seems like this new schedule is going to be go off and do all that stuff. And then I can't book anything in the afternoon. 12 to 6 is going to be the time I've got to get back into the shop.
Until you get do they have a helicopter from North Hollywood to the studio yet? Like a helipad?
Oh, I wish. It's about a 20-minute ride. It's
at 5 in the morning.
There's no traffic at that time of day. Yeah, right, exactly. It's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Do you have your guy driving you or no? Or are you doing it by Tesla?
I'm doing it by Tesla now, but I'm going to experiment with the Uber of it all. I just don't know how much I want to be with another person immediately right when I leave the house.
Yeah, it's got to be somebody you're comfortable with.
Yeah, and then so every day would be like rolling the dice, and you don't know if you're going to get somebody who has a car that smells like a foot.
Right. Yeah, it really is like it really does make you want to go back, not to the cab days, but to the car service days. Because it does seem like every time I have to go to the airport, it's the person who's driving is going for the very first time. And it's just kind of like, I'm just teaching you how to drive now. Like, I feel like you owe me money.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's really become a problem, even at the airport. They don't know like what level to go on. It's really botched things up in a bad way. So I don't know. It's all a little travel stuff. I'm not complaining. So far, so good. We'll see how it goes. I'm very excited to go to Montreal because I don't know if you remember this story, but you know how you and I are always trying to do our best to make sure that we travel in the most efficient manner, with the most whatever benefit you can get, TSA pre, clear, all that stuff. And when you're traveling out of country, you need the global entry, the trusted traveler thing.
Right, but you're a known felon, so you can't do that.
That's right. So I was in trouble when I was in college and got caught.
Blame Jerry Garcia. Bob Weir.
Caught for having a silly belt buckle that a girl gave me at a Grateful Dead concert, and when the cops pulled over my friend with the face paint, they called us all out of the car and searched everybody, and arrested me for having drug paraphernalia. So
I feel like this is going to be on page six now because of your show.
Yeah, and they said if you don't get in trouble over the next 3 years or 5 years, it's not on your record. So I thought that was all good and fine, and I of course haven't broke the law since. It wasn't even breaking the law then, but it was just a weird circumstance. So I end up in trouble, and I don't break the law again. And here I am 30 years later, and my whole family gets global entry, and I was denied because they do not clear you if you have a drug offense.
So this happened again?
What?
So, but you already did apply and didn't get it. You're doing it again, or this is still a problem, you're saying? Because I can help
I applied
you.
And didn't get it, and then I reapplied and went down there and talked to them, and then was denied again, and then got advice from them to write a letter to the head person. So I crafted a good letter, and I let them know what a upstanding citizen I was and how I travel around the world and want to be a good representative for this country, and just told them the truth. And off of the truth, I am now holding in my hand my global entry card.
Ah, very nice.
Yes,
I was gonna say
worked.
you should still there's a way to grease the wheels, as they say. and you can get that like taken off your record now.
Well, I did. I also did that. I spent like $1,000 and got it off my record, and that's when I reapplied, and they said, no, it's not good enough. You did it, and you got it all off there, but technically it's still on there. And I was like, but what do you mean? It's expunged. They said, nah, it doesn't really matter, because if it was a drug offense, then you don't get it off. And I'm like, but it is off. They're like, well, but we know it was on. I was like, oh, come on. And there'd been a couple trips when I'm standing on that giant long line feeling like an idiot for this stupid mistake when I was a child. And now it's over. I finally, justice prevailed. And when I go to Montreal, I will be in the good line, finally.
Now, did you write the letter yourself?
Of course. Who's going to write it?
Well, who's going to read it is the important part. I don't believe that anybody reads those things, do you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wrote the letter, I did the thing, and it worked. And they said I'm approved and gave me the card.
That's amazing.
Are you following this story?
Yes, I am. But I'm just saying, like, it doesn't seem, like, legitimate that they could hold you. Like, how are you even going to Canada then if you have this thing hanging over you? You've been going
I don't
for 15
anymore.
Years.
Well, no, that's you're not illegal, but it's still like on there when they're doing a background check.
Oh, okay. Because that's what I everyone told me, like in LA especially, that anybody who does anything, you know, like Kevin Hart or somebody, they just pay to get anything removed from their record. And like you said, it costs, I don't know, whatever, $500, $1,000 or something. But
yeah, but you also have to be clean for a certain amount of years.
So what did you do? What else did you do, Tom? That's the question.
I live an angel's life. I think since that time, I probably have gotten like 3 tickets for running tolls because I didn't have an easy pass. And then maybe a couple expired registration on my license plate, like
and it's piling up.
That
now.
Was it.
What else? Come on,
well, it's
where's
all
the
over.
Gambling?
I'm a criminal no more. I've gone straight. I'm one of the straights now.
The neighborhood cockfighting, the Sherman Oaks ring that Tom Pop is running.
Yeah, me and Bella running the big the big dog fights. Undefeated. They haven't found this out yet.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you can travel freely and you don't have to wait in a line like the rest of the herd.
Yes, thank you. Why don't you have it is the question.
I thought it was like more money, isn't it?
I don't know. I think, yeah, maybe like $100 application fee.
Oh, because there, and there was also two different kinds. There was like one was global, and then there's like another name for a different one. Because it is true. Like I have Clear and I have TSA Pre, but as soon as you go internationally, obviously that they don't have that. So there was like two kinds of global entry, and one was like $100 and the other one's like $400.
This was definitely not that much money.
Okay, because there, I think there's even a higher one that you can get that just like scans your eyeball or something and you just walk through. Like
I would get it. Agent. Whatever they have, whatever it costs.
I'm surprised they didn't try to upsell you.
I am ready, willing, and able. I will be, after this trip to Montreal, I will be home for the first time, I think, for a month straight.
Yeah, right.
That's right, unless something else comes up. But so far, I am very excited. I'm going to do everything. I'm going to change light bulbs. I'm going to fix toilets. I'm going to sit around out back. I'm going to walk the dog. I'm going to
clip in your front yard with scissors. You're going to be one of those crazy
I'm
dads.
Have my robe on and go out and get the paper in the morning. I can't wait.
Your jean shorts and sandals.
Oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to get some adult Crocs and just walk around the neighborhood just looking like a guy that never gets out of town. I'm going to even put my global entry pass into the drawer, and I'm not even going to look at my passport.
Well, that's what one of the things I'm doing is I'll be meeting up with my family a little bit in New York, and then August is everyone's birthday month that is cool anyway. So it's me, my mother's, your wife's, is all on the same day.
That's right, the big Leo festival.
So you'll have to be home for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have a big party, unless you're in Alaska.
No, I'll be home. I'll be home for the most of August, I think. I'm not leaving again. I'm gonna retire after this. I've worked enough, all right. Tom. We'll I feel like a tour. Goes. I did a tour of duty, so I feel like I'm done. I could just write my memoir.
Did you watch Stranger Things while you were up there?
I have not. I caught a little of your show, which is funny because, like I told you, I'm behind you because Alaska has the weird daylight stuff. So when you're starting your radio show, I'm just going to sleep, usually. It's like around 2 a.m. Wow.
Jeez Louise.
But no, I haven't seen Stranger Things. This is the third season?
Yes.
Okay, because you talked a little bit about it. No. I think it's one of those shows like I watched the first episode and then I didn't follow through on it. And then I didn't remember what happened in the first one, so I gotta just take like a day or something and then watch it.
Yeah, you have to. You gotta catch up, especially as a young man from the 80s. You've got to, you'll like it on so many levels. It's such a great throwback. It's that great feeling. And, you know, when we were kids, there would be a big movie that would come out, and that would excite everybody for the summer. It was Jurassic Park summer or the E.T. summer, whatever it was. It was like a big event. That's now shifted, and now that same feeling is found on a Netflix show. And it is, this year, it is definitely a Stranger Things summer. They've taken over.
Oh, wow, because, you know, the other thing that's happened in L.A. is all these amazing music shows that you haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Well, there was Dodger Stadium. There was a Beatles reunion. You didn't hear about this?
No.
Paul McCartney played Dodger Stadium, and Ringo shows up for the final two songs.
Ah.
With his brother-in-law, Joe Walsh.
Oh.
And it's the first time they played together. Or I guess they played Dodger Stadium as the Beatles in 68 or something, but... Yeah, so they played Helter Skelter and Sgt. Pepper, which was pretty cool.
That's fun. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Ringo's 78.
Yeah, I'd like to see some music this summer. Yeah. It's up
there. He looks great.
Yeah, it's weird that he ended up looking the best out of all of them.
And he's the oldest, I think. Paul's 77, maybe, or 76. But he's tightened things up a little bit, I think. Paul.
Yeah.
Well, some people don't even think it's really him. And then...
What other music should we check out?
Oh, apparently... Well, I mean, the Greek Theater has this amazing schedule for the rest of the summer, but there was a Hollywood Bowl show that I was going to see what you thought of this. If this happened to you during a show, Cyndi Lauper singing the Hollywood Bowl, you know, 20,000 people,
yeah,
orchestra, gets stung by a bee during a song.
Oh, that's not good, especially for a girl who's... from Manhattan.
No, I think she's more like Queens, right?
Queens, like yeah, Queens.
She's kind of
right.
Tough. So that's what she told everybody about it, pulled her shoe off and pulled the stinger off on stage and then did the rest of the show.
That's hilarious.
That's amazing, right? I mean, that's the only thing close I have is when that bat crapped on my head in Iraq and I kept going.
when did that happen?
That was last summer when I was doing the USO tour. I got a bat crapped on my head once, right in the beginning, and then at the end again. So I never showed you those pictures.
Did the audience know? Did the audience know?
Yeah, all these guys had guns, and I was like, yeah, a pigeon. I think a pigeon just crapped on my head. They're like, no, it was a bat. Keep going. It was like casual for them.
That's hilarious.
I guess if you're going to get hit by anything, bat crap is the best thing to get hit by in Iraq anyway. But what's your worst show, like the thing that's happened to you during a show that threw you off?
One guy hit me with a French fry. That was pretty
bad. Oh, yeah,
bad.
That's right.
Oh, you know, well, I went back last week. I performed in Napa at the theater where they opened the stage door, and I fell in and almost fell to my death. I went right back to that same spot last weekend. And luckily, I knew what I was getting into, and the lights were on, so I didn't end up falling this time.
Nice. But I guess, so nothing, what about, like, just self at, like, a... You never had like a belt break or a zipper problem, shoelace,
no.
Nothing like that?
No, nothing really weird like that.
I saw a couple of people were on stage during the earthquake.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Which that would have been a weird one to handle because you kind of don't know. To keep going or not, you know.
Yeah.
You want to play it cool, but then if it's like serious, you don't want people staying in there and dying for your ice cream joke.
Yeah, well, why not? Why not
dying
go out
happy.
That way? I think that's okay. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I hope you
I truly hope that you find your way back to the lower 48.
Yeah, and, I'm doing my exploration, Tom. They did it. Magellan did it. Lewis and Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Morrissey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my name
All
has to be on that list.
And you haven't hooked up yet. There's still no love on the seas.
Tom, this is... a work trip. This is to find truth. There's no.
I don't know, man. You sound
no
pretty tired. You sound pretty over it. This is when you're weak and vulnerable, and you end up in the arms of an 80-year-old heiress.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But everyone will definitely be looking a lot better in L.A., I think, when I get back.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Seen a lot of grizzly bears and birds. That's about it.
We'll get back safely.
Yeah, I'll get back just in time to see you leave for Canada.
Yeah, right, exactly. We'll do the one in L.A. before I take off on the great bagel debate. And then I'm buzzing through New York for the live Come to Papa for that following Monday. And then I'll be back again on Tuesday, and we'll get back to work.
Okay. I might be there for that one. I'm gonna be there until the 3rd, maybe? Or no, 1st.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Because that's the last week of July, so parents are going to attempt to go back to Florida now that it's gotten below 100. The snowbirds go back.
Very good.
How has the weather been in New York?
I don't know. I haven't been there. It was great when I was there. It was beautiful. It was a little hot summer, but not too bad. And then I came back here, and it's been super hot in L.A., and, you know, I've been baking a lot of bread, and normally the dough takes 4 hours to rise is rising in like 2.5 hours. The heat makes the yeast so active that it's just, you got to be like on top of it, short and everything. And I've been cranking out some mighty, mighty fine loaves for sure.
And the oven's back to work?
Yeah, the oven has been repaired. It is rocking. And I found what I think is going to be the answer to my baguette problem. I think I'm going to finally be able to dial in baguettes. And if I do, ooh, hoo, 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 get ready.
Well, are pretzels coming back? Did we lose that? Did I lose that whole
No,
phase?
I made them. I made them just a couple months ago during Easter. I was making pretzels.
I know, they were great. I thought you said that was your, you might have found your pocket.
Yeah, bagels pocket. Are really the bagels are kind of off the hook. But there's a lot going on. And when I'm here walking around my robe all of August, I'm going to be cranking them out. And I'm also in the midst of creating some videos showing people how I do all of this stuff. So that will be released on YouTube. I would say within the next couple of weeks.
How about this? How about while you're getting that Netflix money pouring in, they make a little Tom Papa oven right in the studio.
Yeah, I've been pushing for that. I want a coffee maker and a bread oven.
Bert Kreischer gets a kitchen made in the All Things Comedy studio, but Tom Papa can't get a bread oven made. It doesn't seem possible.
No, exactly. Let's get our priorities straight. All right, man, safe travels. Everybody, go to tompapa.com and Paul has Morrissey. Paul has a website.com and look up all of our good stuff and keep an eye out for everything. And more than anything else, enjoy your life.